This is all way too personal to be included.
I don't care.
It definitely is.
Well, but Andreas doesn't care, so.
That's true, but we've also been going on for way too long. So why don't we just, like, begin it right when you say that and let the listeners wonder what horrible things we've said about Andreas
sure?
and his relationship.
You don't think they'd want to tune in to essentially Opinionated Podcast does The View?
I'm pretty sure that no one wants that. But I'm pretty sure that no one wants this movie, so, like.
That's the best segue you've ever had. Hi.
Here's another random question for you guys. Who's ever been to an aquarium and think, yeah, I could save the world with this?
To be fair, that's not his only power.
No, yeah, but that's like the big thing.
Yeah, but like,
swim fast, talk to fish.
He's super strong and throws water balls and has a trident.
That's all great, but like the two big things.
But that's his most creative thing.
But let me ask you this, because we're about to watch Aquaman, and we've got to remember to do our intro this time. But when people hear Superman, they know his powers. They're like, super strong, he can fly.
So all power.
Most people would know that he's got laser eyes, but maybe not all of them.
Right. Yeah.
Minty fresh breath.
Super breath might you know, confuse some people.
Super kung fu.
When you talk about Batman, they're like, martial arts and gadgets. Doesn't have any powers,
money.
But he's got those two and money, right?
Sure.
When people talk about Green Lantern, they're like, well, he's got a ring and he can make stuff with it.
Yeah.
And people know that. When people talk about Aquaman, unless you're an Aquaman nerd or DC nerd, people know he talks to fish. They don't know the other cool stuff that he does.
To be
there's
fair,
some really cool fish down there that we don't know about.
When people talk about Aquaman that aren't the three Aquaman fans that are out there, they talk about, haha, isn't this guy a loser? Like, it's not like there are conversations about Aquaman. They're like long, detailed essays about the character a lot of the time.
You know he used to be able to fly?
Aquaman?
Yeah.
Through the water.
Yes, but he could also just fly.
You know that Namor, the...
He just did.
The Submariner flies because he got little wings on his feet.
Is that really the reason he flies?
Well, those are shoes, though.
No, those are his...
Those are
on his feet.
I could have sworn those
are shoes.
I gotta
look this up.
Yes. Namor the Submariner is the name of the character. He's Marvel's
Aquaman.
How
do you spell Namor? N-A-M-U-O-R?
O-R?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my gosh, he's got wings on his feet.
Yep.
And he doesn't like to dress
like, actually on his feet, not like his shoes. He has,
the 60s were a weird time, Andreas.
He has actual, like, movable wings on his feet.
Itty-bitty ones.
Like,
and let him fly.
You know, like Greek
I'm
stuff.
I'm seeing different things and different iterations of him.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have the wings coming out of little anklets, but I will say that those are vastly in the minority. The majority of the artwork I'm seeing are he's got wings coming out of his ankles.
See, there has, little tiny feet.
There has to be a reason for that, right?
Andreas, quick question. I know this is related to sharks, and so that goes along with the theme.
Okay.
If you had an option between feet with little wings and feet with a little vagina that a dildo
wings,
can go
wings,
into.
Wings every day of the week.
Can I fly with the little vaginas?
Yes.
Yes, they still flap in the wind.
You absorb air.
Harder
and
to
then...
break a vagina than it is wings.
They just it's queef true. You along.
Yeah.
It's like how octopus move through the water, where they just like they've got like the jets that they suck in water and breathe it out. It's the same kind of thing. Your ankle.
My kegels.
Yeah. They just suck up air and then blow them out. That being said, hi, I'm Josh. I'm an analyst here in Nashville, and I like large forks.
I am Rick Fox. I am an author here in Nashville, and this costume looks really, really silly.
I'm Andreas. I'm an analyst here in Nashville. I once had a very important moment to me with a turtle at an aquarium.
I'm Brian. I'm an illustrator here in Nashville, and I've been compared to Tron Legacy many times.
And we're opinionated.
All right, I need to hear more about that because I've never heard anyone compare this to Tron Legacy.
My friends just brought, like, I've never seen this, and they're just like, this is effectively just Tron Legacy, but with Aquaman.
You know,
like, they took all the story beats from Tron Legacy and made it Aquaman.
Here's the thing. On the one hand, I think that's kind of weird. But on the other hand, I literally remember almost nothing about this movie nothing about Tron Legacy. So that's very possible.
All
that's
I remember
true.
Is a really, really weird CGI Jeff Daniels.
Right.
True. I've seen a deep fake of...
that's all it is.
Yeah, it's really
people good. Just think. People just think that Jason Momoa looks like a cut Jeff Daniels.
I mean... I can get into it.
I feel like he's been cut before.
Josh, why don't you tell us about this movie?
In case you couldn't tell, we're watching Aquaman tonight. Aquaman came out in 2018. It only came out 2 years ago?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe it's just that 2020 feels like it's dragged on forever and has simultaneously been the fastest year in existence.
Yeah.
But It's amazing to me that this only came out 2 years ago. It came out in 2018. It currently has a 65% on Rotten Tomatoes. It was directed by James Wan instead of freaking Zack Snyder, thank goodness.
Wait, James Wan of horror movies? James
yes.
Wan?
Weird. And Fast and Furious. Yep.
And it stars Weird. Jason Momoa, Amber Heard, Willem Dafoe, Patrick Wilson, Nicole Kidman, Dolph Lundgren, Tamara Morrison, Ludi Lin, Michael Beach, Randall Park.
Beach, because it's Aquaman.
Leah Whannell, Tawuni Kirkwood, Tamar Kirkwood.
How many of you
Why?
List?
Why are you doing this?
Just see how long
Who cares?
Arthur Curry, the human-born heir to the underwater kingdom of Atlantis, goes on a quest to prevent a war between the worlds of ocean and land.
Who all has seen this movie?
I have had that great misfortune.
I've never seen it.
Me either.
Andreas?
Nope.
All right. Similar to Batman vs. Superman, yep. Rick, you're the only one who's had to endure this more than once.
Yep.
What do you have to say for yourself?
I make poor decisions. actually, I'm pretty sure Robin was the one that really wanted to see this one. It may have been me, though.
Because she thinks it's hot.
I mean, yeah. She was probably. I think that was probably a factor in the decision of wanting to go see it. But
did she like it?
I think she liked it more than I did. Like, she's less demanding of her movies. And this movie, I think you guys are going to like it more than you liked Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
That's not a high bar, I know. I'm hoping that we come back here and all go, that was a piece of shit, but it was more fun than Batman v Superman. But I feel like I'm going to be yelling a lot, and you guys are going to be like, no, it wasn't that bad.
Unless Jason Momoa magically found the ability to act deep underwater, I don't think it's going to happen.
He did not.
I'm going to break a little bit of immersion for you. He doesn't act underwater. Most of it is like, oh, they CG'd the water around.
Yeah, but he could have found the ability to act deep underwater and then brought it up.
Like, it's not that he's got the ability where he can act underwater. It's that the ability to act was hidden deep underwater. And he had to go grab it and bring it up to the surface.
During his training for this movie, he found it.
That explains why no one had it until he was in Justice League.
Yeah. And that explains why he's being eternally tormented by the gods for bringing the acting abilities to the humans.
Essentially.
Wait a minute. Of acting.
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know anything about this movie. The things that I've heard are that it has a really bad case of can't stay in one place for more than 2 seconds.
Definitely.
And that it is better than the Zack Snyder DC movies purely by the fact that it's got color.
That like it, this movie allows itself to try to have fun.
Yeah.
It's not good at that. It's like. This movie is stupid. This movie is extremely, incredibly stupid, but it's willing to smile, and so that puts it, you know, above a Zack Snyder movie.
Is it stupid because it's trying to be stupid silly, or is it just stupid because it's failing at being good?
Unintentionally stupid.
It's stupid because it is very... If this superhero movie had come out in the 90s, like, and had the exact same plot and the exact same level of, like, care taken in it, it would not be surprising. Like, to me, this is a lot like a Batman Forever or a Batman and Robin, because it is campy
those,
and stupid.
I can enjoy those.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why I think you guys are going to like this a lot more, but it's still really, 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 really... really stupid.
So it's a lot easier to laugh at it, is what I'm
Yes.
Hearing. Okay.
That's good. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm necessarily looking forward to it, but that at least has me less annoyed that we're doing this whole series. Like, I have a little smidge of hope now going up that I might have a decent time tonight.
I would say that is the appropriate amount of hope to take into Aquaman, and if you go in with that amount, you might be able to clear that bar and have a good enough time. This is the kind of movie that I recommend to have some drinking with.
If, who's the guy who did the Fast and the Furious movies?
James Wan.
If anyone can...
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel
Dwayne
directed those movies.
Oh, directed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, go on.
James Wan at least did some of them. I don't know if he did all of them.
If anyone could find a good role for Jason Muramasa, it would be him. Because I could see him doing a lot better in like a Fast and the Furious movie.
I would say this. I think Jason Momoa actually has a lot of charisma and could be a really good character.
A lot of people have charisma. They're just not actors.
And he would do just fine acting in this movie if... it was not an incredibly stupid movie.
Okay.
As it is, he's just kind of there smiling and happy to be there, but they don't give him a lot, and there's not much you could do with it. Like,
and I don't want Aquaman to be a weird biker boy.
I mean, that's fair. They are definitely trying to go against the, like, Aquaman is stupid and lame thing, but like...
Well, I mean, they can do a different take on Aquaman. I just don't want to be crazy biker, tough guy... throws beer bottles into the ocean.
He's a lot more happy in this than he was in the Zack Snyder one. Like, he's a cheerful, like, you can see hanging out with this guy.
Okay.
It's not like
Is this like Fortnite playing Thor? Kind of thing.
A little,
whereas,
yeah.
Like,
let's just go watch the damn thing.
Okay.
No. I need you to give me a scene by scene recount of the entire movie from memory.
I will give you three scenes, and then my brain will crap out, and it will still maybe be better than the movie.
I will say before we go in that one of the things I love about superhero movies is seeing an interesting villain and seeing like the fights. I don't know any Aquaman villains. Like, what does he do? Fight a big shark? Like, I don't.
He's got the Black Manta. He's got the other guy.
The one that looks like his head looks like a lima bean?
He's in this.
I only know him from like the Super Friends.
And he's got is it his brother that wants to be
the other? Yep, that's the other guy that's in this.
Okay,
they're not good.
I don't know anything about them, but if they've got interesting powers, then I'll be happy.
Man Ray.
One of them kind of does ish. He's got a fun suit.
We'll get there. Guys, we're going to be back in just a minute. Before we go, though, a couple quick plugs. Rick has released his book. It's called Fate's Pawn, and it's available on Amazon in e-reader and paperback forms. Rick, how much water is in your book?
A decent amount. There's some water. It's not
Does
like...
anything interesting happen in the water?
Not unless you count the rain. No, I don't really have any rain scenes either. Damn. I need to have more water in my next book, clearly.
If you want to check out Rick's book, you can find it on Amazon. Again, that's called Fate's Pawn. If you enjoy our podcast and want to get more of it, you can find our Patreon, which is patreon.com/opinionated. We got all sorts of bonus content there, whether it's first impressions episodes, listener requests, or even a few tabletop role-playing game episodes. So definitely go check that out if you want to listen to those, or even if you just want to help support our podcast. That's patreon.com/opinionated. Guys, we're going to be back in just a minute after we're finished watching Aquaman.
I've been looking for you. Your half-brother, King Orm, is about to declare war upon the surface world. The only way to stop this war is for you to take your rightful place as king.
Trust me, I am no king.
You do your best thinking when you're not thinking at all.
That was the worst pep talk ever.
You know, the longer we've been recording this podcast, the less I can let my parents listen to it. Like, when we first started, this podcast...
Oh, we were like, let's not
curse. Chris was like, guys, don't say the D word.
Chris can eat a dick. Your parents can eat a dick if they don't want to listen.
When we would go up to visit my grandparents, I had to actively go and tell my dad, you have to stop telling my grandparents that I record a podcast, because at some point they will think, that's interesting, I should listen. I love my grandson. I should listen to some of the things that he's made.
If they love you, then they'll support your foul-mouthedness.
Why is he talking about Muppets fornicating each other?
They love me, and so they would try to set me on the right path.
There's nothing in the Bible that says you're not supposed to fuck a puppet.
In the Bible, it says that the Egyptians have dicks the size of horses and that they come buckets.
I don't think it's portrayed in a positive light, however.
Maybe that's
you
just...
want a tiny dick and no jizz.
I mean, he's basically saying that Israel is a big hole, big old whore, but, you know, for her gigantic dicked Egyptian lovers.
Speaking
of... So it
of
is it, kind of a good thing.
Listen, all I'm saying... all I'm saying is that... I've just been pretending that I don't do this anymore so they'll stop asking questions.
Then there's no problem.
I'm going to get a super cut of all the things that are horrible that you said and email it to your grandmother.
Please don't. I've brought up the whole macaroni thing way too many
times. Macaroni! Well, stop fucking macaroni.
I don't do it.
It doesn't need to be extra creamy, Josh.
You don't fuck macaroni to get that.
That's how you improved upon my recipe.
Gosh. No, Brian, I mean, we've told you about the story that dude who was like...
Dude.
He just wanted to... He was like, I'm horny and also hungry and no. I got this bowl of macaroni here. And
they said to make it with love.
No.
Yeah, so he fucked his macaroni.
No.
Yeah.
The protein.
And then his little brother came in and took a big bite.
No, that is not part of the story. Look, all I'm saying is that Aquaman was a little bit better than Man of Steel.
Yeah, I totally got that from your metaphor.
Aquaman is better than a bowl full of macaroni and cum.
It is.
It wasn't full of cum.
No. It is. Man of Steel and Batman versus Superman were not better than a bowl of macaroni filled with cum.
They were comparable to a bowl of cum.
I'd rather watch those than
Man of
that.
Steel might have been. Batman versus Superman was
fucking terrible.
No,
I'm
the
Man
opposite.
Man of Steel less than Batman
versus 100%
Superman.
100%
for me. No. So, yeah, Man of Steel is definitely better. Like, there's tolerable moments. The fights are better.
Superman
fighting Zod is a much better fight than Batman getting his ass kicked by Superman and that whole boring shit.
No, see, Batman versus Superman is better because it has Batman in it, which is able to bring it up from the depths of a movie with just boring-ass Superman.
You remember when we watched that Aquaman movie ages ago?
Yes.
I'm already forgetting about this movie, even though Josh is dumb and thinks that Batman is cool.
But no,
all
I agree.
Losers
this
think
is,
Batman is cool.
Who's this... cooler, Batman or Aquaman?
Aquaman.
Well,
you know why?
In this universe, yeah.
You know why? Because he has a personality. He's not a dickhead.
I'll start off by saying that, boy, it was. This movie's dumb and
it's incredibly
and
dumb.
It's stupid, but it is so much more pleasant to go along with.
It's the kind of
I wasn't
dumb, stupid
angry
that you
the
can't
whole time.
No, I wasn't angry or depressed. There were bright, colorful, like the underwater battle between the ocean armies reminded me of like the space battles from Star Wars, with like just nonstop explosions and different colored lasers going on in the background behind our main characters that we're paying attention to.
You know, it's sad that okay. So here's the thing. On the one hand, I don't give a shit about a single character in this movie. Like this movie is wall to wall exposition and explosions. But you're right. The battles are a lot more colorful, and that is actually a step up from Batman vs. Superman.
And the people try making jokes and smiling and cutting up with each
more
other.
Slapstick.
Good jokes, but they do try to make them.
Better than the, I keep wanting to call it Injustice, Batman versus Superman jokes. Because there are jokes there.
There was like
two. The parents love their children in this movie. Aquaman's like...
Batman's parents loved him. They're just dead.
And Clark Kent's mom at least loved him. And his dad probably loved him.
His dad told him he should let the bus full of children die.
Yeah, but he did he let himself die
Aquaman's
to protect his son.
Aquaman's dad goes out to the bars drinking with him and says, aren't you a good guy? Look at you swimming around and stuff.
Boba Fett's chilling with Aquaman
is,
and
he's
like, hey, I'll drink out of the
Jango Fett, wasn't it?
They're the same person.
He's a clone, yeah. Can we just talk about Star Wars instead?
Nope, we're not boring. Doing that.
No, this movie... Okay, look, Josh. This movie is 90% boring, and then as soon as it gets really, really, really boring, something will explode and there'll be a fight scene.
Rick, I don't think
it's boring. I just feel like it's a bunch of other movies that they're like, this was successful. Let's put it together with this. It's bad.
Honestly,
it's
I'm surprised he didn't like take his dolphin out back and shoot at Old Yeller, because that was a scene from a movie.
Yeah.
I mean...
I'm sorry, Old Flipper.
Okay. I can kind of go along with that if it's the first time you've seen it. It's not the first time I've seen it, though.
And also, here's the other problem, is that you're right. If I saw this standalone, I would probably agree with you. But you have given me this movie within the context of DC movies.
I went out, dug a pit, I put the bar into the pit, and then let you step over that pit. That's what I did.
Earlier tonight, just as we were watching the movie, you said, man, Little Caesar's Pizza sure is gross.
It's awful.
Little Caesar's Pizza is the worst pizza. Ew. Which is fine. You can think that if you have all these other great pizzas around, you can be like, ugh, Little Caesar's
literally
gross.
Any other pizza.
It's objectively true.
But if all you've had are CeCe's pizzas, and then you get a little, or if all you've had are poop pizzas.
There you go.
I still like that one better than the one you got.
I saw your face, and I was like, okay, I guess Rick likes CeCe's.
Better than Little CeCe's.
Okay. It worked for me, Josh. I understood what you meant.
If all you've had are poop pizzas, then you're like, oh, man, tomato sauce and cheese instead of poop sauce and
poop.
And poop.
Little CeCe's is gas station pizza.
Yeah, but gas station pizza is better than poop pizza.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and Batman vs. Superman is poop pizza.
No, so, Man of Steel is poop pizza.
No,
Batman Superman.
You weren't even on the Man of Steel one. You can't talk.
I think I was.
All right, hold on, Brian. I was on the Man of Steel podcast. So Man of Steel was a poop pizza. and Batman vs. Superman was
diarrhea
regular
soup.
Regular crust
diarrhea
with poop
soup.
Toppings.
Yes.
Yeah. This was a little Caesar's pizza, man. I'll be honest. This was Aquaman right. was
still
was,
awful, yeah. but not poop.
In the context of all foods, this is bottom of the barrel, but it is edible. It is not going to make you very sick. It will not give you a disease.
I will say this. Let's start talking about things in the movie as opposed to just the movie as a whole. I enjoyed the villains in this movie more than Batman vs. Superman and more than Man of Steel.
Well, I like the villains from Batman vs. Superman normally. I just don't like what they did with them in that movie.
I'm talking in movie.
I like Black Manta.
Oh, no, I like Ocean Master because he was so hammy and cheesy.
He was not. He was neither of those things. He was a dull, boring, blonde shithead, and that's all he did. He's like, I want to be Ocean Master. But and then everyone's like, you can't be Ocean Master.
Yeah, but he's straight up just
And he's like, but I want to be Ocean Master. And that's the entire movie.
He's every Disney villain ever.
Yeah, and they all, every Disney villain has personality. He is every secondary Disney villain, the ones you forget are even in the fucking movie.
No, he's Scar.
He's like the third hyena that has like no like eyes that won't point the same direction.
None of the hyenas are like, I will betray the king and become the truth. That's straight up just fucking
Scar. He's not even trying to become the. He's not betraying the king. He's just saying, I'm king.
He killed a king here.
No, he didn't.
It's not a betrayal,
though.
The
king of fucking the green people.
No, he's just like taking over them. Like that's
he
not...
killed the guy and made the princess the leader of them.
Yeah,
right, but that's
he
not
just
a
like,
betrayal.
Yeah, he brought that guy there, wanted to be grouped up with
he
him. When he said no.
Also,
he killed him.
Also, his brother. He's trying to usurp his brother, who
yes,
has rights to the
throne. Also, betrayal.
So then he can
really.
Become Ocean Master.
I would not call
And that sentence alone is entertaining enough for me to enjoy this character. I want to be Ocean Master.
Ocean Master, he said, with
a straight face.
I would want that too if that were like the leader of all water.
This is the thing. He's not betraying Arthur. If anything, Arthur is betraying him because this guy has lived in Atlantis his entire life, has been raised to be king, like knows all of these people, like knows how their ways work and all that. He should be king. Arthur has no business being king. This guy just happens to be a dickhead that wants to start a fight with the people that are polluting his ocean. Which, to be fair, I can kind of get behind.
No, I'll get behind that part.
But that would only be true if I gave the ghost of a fuck about this loser. Say what you will about Lex Luthor in the last movie. He had a personality.
No. Do not
good.
Do not try and tell me Lex Luthor is better than Ocean Master.
I would rather watch a Lex Luthor performance like that than Ocean Master's bland,
Rick.
I want to be king.
You are just gobbling down poop pizzas and trying to tell me.
Look
it's
at delicious. How good it is, you guys.
Just smearing it all over your face. It's so yummy.
Because you're tired of like the generic stuff. You're like, this poop pizza's new and different.
I mean,
it's not what normal people would call as good,
guys,
but what are you gonna
guys,
do?
It might not taste good, but I can see what they were going for with this poop pizza here.
That's not what I said at all.
You have to see what their intent
was. That is not at all what I said. That was Jared on the fucking sequel
Star Wars
podcast.
That was you on the
Man
of Steel
podcast. It was not.
Yes,
I was actively saying.
Go listen to it. I said over and over again, this stuff sucks. Go listen
I can
to Rick
see what they
gobble
wanted
down
to do, and they fucked it
slice
up.
By slice.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
Ocean Master.
You are straight up lying.
Ocean Master is not good in traditional, like, oh, look at this well-rounded villain.
Ocean Master is good.
He is good in an entertainment-only sense.
I think he's good in a DC standard.
He's dull and bland. He's not evil enough for me to hate him.
Hold on. When he's what's the character's name? I keep calling him Ocean Master.
Orm.
Yeah.
Even the name Orm sounds like something he would
When he's Orm, he's boring as hell. But once he puts that mask on and becomes Ocean Master, that's when the entertainment starts.
No. Yes. So for the last 2 minutes of the movie when he's getting his ass kicked?
It's an hour. It's a last
it's
hour.
A long
no.
movie.
We pause the movie for multiple piss breaks.
Yeah.
And it's an hour left in the movie.
No, not when he puts that mask on.
He was wearing the helmet before, right when he went to see the Kraken, right?
I'll tell you, I knew that I was going to be entertained by this character when he's got his, like, he's got his normal helmet that he's been wearing throughout the movie, but he gets, like, his Ocean Master, like, visor that he's going to clip onto the helmet. And he puts it on, and then he scowls, and the visor, the brow of the metal visor, it's living metal. Like, scowl with him. And in that instant, I was like, okay, I'm already way happier with this villain. Like, this is entertainment value right here.
That is one thing I do want to call out as something I enjoy about this movie. It does not take itself very seriously.
Yeah. No, it appreciated it from a comic
book. That is so good for this movie.
We even say multiple times, like, oh, wow, this is just like Looney Tunes happening here on screen.
Slapstick.
So one of the things that Marvel does extremely well is that they are not ashamed to be comic book movies.
Yes.
They will just go with it and revel in the fact that they are comic book movies, and they'll throw in references to shit and just be like, if you get it, it's cool. If you don't, hey, there's some colorful bullshit in the background.
Yeah.
What DC movies prior to this, like Batman v Superman and Man of Steel, were movies that are basically ashamed to be comic books and like not really rolling with it at all, trying to be way too serious.
This feels like a good first try at a superhero movie.
Yes.
No. This movie is just, I'm not smart enough to care that I'm a comic book movie. I'm just going to shit the bed. But it's not going to be an annoying shit the bed, and I'm not going to try and tell you that I actually spread potpourri on your sheets. That's the difference
poopery.
Between this poopery. Yes.
You were trying to make the pun joke, and you didn't even say the pun.
I didn't think about the pun until afterwards. But, yeah. No, this movie is awful. This is an awful, awful movie. The only way to enjoy this is for the last two movies that you watched to be Man of Steel and Batman v Superman.
Well, and also, it's fun to have a group of friends cutting up about it.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Like, I have seen worse bad movie night movies.
Yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
That were not as entertaining as this was with the three of you guys.
I also watched Alien versus Predator.
Get the hell out of here, Rick. Do not shit on my delicious pizza.
No, I have to side with Josh on this. Like, it's not like a good movie,
no,
by any means. But you put it on the background, and you crack some jokes with friends, and you have a couple of drinks. Like, that is exactly what this movie is for.
That is
this
the
is
place
not
for
high
them.
Art,
right? Well, you don't need to be high art to be a comic book movie.
To be
really
a Marvel
don't.
Movie, because they're good.
They're all there's
but they're
so
not
many
high
those are good,
art.
But they're good stories, and that to me is way more important than being high art, whatever the fuck that means at the moment. Like
Thor 1 and Thor 2 were a little shaky for me.
There's a lot of shaky ones, but you still have a really good time, and they tell a coherent, fun story. It's not like constant, I'm going to give you the entire history of the Atlantean people in 30 seconds
See,
or less.
And that's funny, because you're right. Like, the movie is wall-to-wall exposition.
Oh, yeah.
Even the scenes that should be like, okay, we just came off an exposition scene, now we're going to see him do something with it. It's like, okay, we're going to do something new, and it's time to cram an unnecessary history about the Kings of Atlantis that does not affect
you know
the,
what this,
the
this
rest of the
like movie.
This
feels like one of the original Spider-Man movies.
Kind of?
With Toby Watts' face.
No, those are better than this. Okay.
No!
One and two are way better than this.
One.
No.
I'll give you
two.
One.
Two is the
two
best
is the
movie.
Best two is the best Sam Raimi.
Who's in two?
Doc Ock.
Sandman?
Doc Ock.
Doc Ock.
Oh, yeah.
Three is the bad one. Three is the awful
I thought there
one.
Were four.
No.
No.
There almost were, but then they wised up and like were like, no, let's not do this.
Look, I agree that it's wall-to-wall exposition, but the... But because of how colorful it is.
But at the end of the exposition, there's an explosion, so
no,
it's fine.
It's still somehow funny. Like it's gone past the point. You know how things can go past the point of absurdity to where, like, it's so ridiculous it's just funny to laugh
yes,
at?
Yes, we watched all of the Fast and Furious movies.
Sort of. Similar here. Like, there's a scene where they have hopped out of the ocean. Aquaman and Mara, is it Mara?
Mara.
Yeah, they've hopped
out. They didn't hop out of the ocean. They, like, sexy Baywatch stepped out of the ocean while, who was it that was rapping?
Pitbull.
Pitbull was singing.
Yeah. And then they caught a flight to the middle of the Sahara Desert.
Somehow, like, did they have money for that?
He had pirate gold doubloons.
Oh, that's right, he did have it.
And then they...
Where does he keep a mile now?
They base jumped out. He has pockets.
It's not even really base
movie.
Jump. They just threw themselves out of the plane.
Yeah, they orbital drop out of the plane.
You don't get her landing sand.
Instead of using her GPS tracker to like orbital drop on top of where they need to be, you know, they just drop in the middle of nowhere, and then they trek to the middle of like a sunken cave of the desert men.
The deserters.
The deserters.
The dumbest jokes in the entire movie.
Yes,
like he's
it
just
feels
standing
like it's
like,
from like the Mummy movies or something.
It really does.
Like the bad third one. Yes.
Yeah.
They trek in.
They stand around
they
and argue.
They argue
for a while. He slaps the GPS out of her hand. He's like, "That's a stupid GPS. It's not leading us anywhere." And then he Looney Tunes falls through the sand for no
like,
fucking reason.
I'm surprised
reason.
It didn't Wilhelm. Like, whoa!
Yeah,
I'm shocked. I didn't hear one at all in this movie.
I know.
I was listening for it.
But they get in there and then they fifth element have to like place the cylinder in the right spot and put a drop of sweat for water on there.
And he's just
and then
like
they get exposition. hologram.
It's too dry in here. That's why it's not working. We need a single drop of water.
And Brian's the one who called it like three times in this movie.
Yep. Uh-huh. And then he's just like, I just could have peed on it.
And then, because
this is how they're going to like cast Aquaman now.
Which, okay, let's be fair. Well,
but all of that happens. The point I was trying to make is it goes so far for like more exposition.
Yeah, they
right?
just go there, and the entire and purpose that, of that is we have one of the kingdoms of the Atlanteans in the Sahara Desert, and from that we get this bottle that we're going to take to
Italy.
It goes
from a fifth element pillar with like water activation powers in the hologram to like a glass bottle.
Yeah.
And that is what I'm talking about, where like the level of absurdity had gone so far that I'm like, I can't be mad at this scene. Like, it's entertaining to me because of how stupid it is that they've gone these lengths to get here for something so pointless.
Also, it's even more pointless because what they get to is there's a statue that if he holds the bottle, it lets him see out into the ocean with a little bottom, like a little marking on the bottom of the bottle.
For a map, yeah.
And it's not a map. It's just an arrow pointing the fuck out to sea in a random direction.
Like, if you just looked through his eye hole, you would have seen the same damn
thing. Exactly. Just go the way he's looking. Like, it's the exact same direction. They don't, like, see a mythic, like, Atlantean storehouse
there. Yeah, like, the sun is behind them and it makes, like, a special beam.
Nothing. It's just like, hey, let's go out there. Well, and then that scene is interrupted by an explosion. They have a fight scene, and then they're just, like, out in the middle of nowhere sailing to where the bottle was pointing.
If you're like, I know Atlantean stuff, I'm just going to sail out until the evil Atlantean, like,
also,
mythic sea creature race tries to stop me,
and
I'm going to assume that I'm there.
That's the other thing. They just sail out there to the place that the Atlanteans send their criminals to go die. They don't send it to some new mythical place.
The race of, like, bugfish people.
No. They specifically said that we sent your mom out to the trench because she was a traitor. The trench is where they go to, like, to where these monsters are.
That was a death sentence. That's not
they
their, right.
assume it
That's
to
not
be a death
jail.
Sentence.
It, but it is a death sentence.
The trench creatures were like another race of Atlantean people.
Our two main characters went on this epic quest across the world just to go to where they kill people. They knew where this place was. This whole thing could have just
but
been like
they didn't know that's where the Trident was.
They could have just been like, hey, they sent your mom there. I bet she's still alive because this is a movie. You're not gonna die.
Where you think the old king would go if he were to like self-isolate himself for the end of it.
Well, there's only one place that we never, ever go, so probably there.
We never go there. We shouldn't go there. What about the moon?
To say, I especially love how...
there's water on Mars.
They didn't know they were in the right spot. They just got attacked by the trench people.
And they saw a magic light.
Their response was, you know what? Fuck it, let's go down.
Yep.
Well, because they knew they had to go to the trench, and if the trench people are there, there's a hot chance
that
they're at
the trench.
The trench
is big as hell. They should not have found it.
I don't think they knew they were supposed to go to the trench. That's not what the bottle told them. The bottle just said, go that away.
Yeah. And again, like, there's no indication that they were over the spot they needed to go.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, except
for that the fish people attacked them, and those fish people were from the trench.
Right. It's just like...
Is the trench over the Bermuda Triangle?
I gotta ask.
I don't think so, right?
Maybe.
It's not. I don't think it's actually the Marianas Trench, because that's in, like, the Pacific, and they were in the Atlantic.
Oh, damn.
Maybe the hologram king told them something about it being near the trench.
Well, it's a hologram made of water.
No, if they'd done that, they wouldn't have needed to take the bottle and go, look, where does the bottle send us?
Yeah. Well, then maybe...
I really wish they'd gotten there, and he'd looked through the bottle and just said, go to the trench, dumbass. This movie's really fucking dumb. That's the point of this entire tangent.
But it's so dumb that it's entertaining.
I do like this. Okay, so let's talk about Black Manta as a whole, because we can kind of do his two scenes in the movie.
I like him, but he feels very thrown in because we need... Aquaman's main villain.
I don't know the timeline well enough to know if this is exactly what happened, but it feels like they were like, hey, this Black Panther movie did really well. Let's just do that, but with, like, have that bad guy. That'll be fine.
The second Black Panther?
Yeah. No, I mean, there's only one Black Panther.
What? Is there?
Yeah.
He's in
Civil War. That's probably what you're thinking.
That's probably one.
For some reason, I thought the one where he fought the evil Black Panther.
His first movie was
the first
not Black
movie
Panther.
He showed
no,
up.
No,
in was
no,
not
yeah,
Black
yeah,
Panther.
Okay. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm just saying. I feel like that, like that's what they were trying to go for, because it's got a like dad that gets killed to motivate him to go murder a guy. And
that's just Black Manta's story.
Is it actually Black Manta's story?
This is all just straight up Black Manta's story.
I know it
from fucking Injustice.
Aquaman just straight up murders his dad, and that's in
Not
the comics?
Not like that.
Okay.
Not like fucking Jason Momoa's like, fuck yourself.
Because that's the thing is, like, this movie starts off with Aquaman kind of a dickhead. Like,
no. Sometimes Aquaman is a dickhead, but I don't think that's how he takes out his dad.
But what's funny to me is that, like, so we've made a big deal in our previous podcast about the heroes killing people, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's been a big deal, and we've had issues with it. In this movie, Aquaman just straight up murders a guy, and not only does it feel like, okay, I guess that's sort of just what this guy does, I just don't really mind that he does it. Like, this guy is an awful person, and it's a shitty way to kill someone.
Well, he's down the same direction that Wonder Woman is, to where instead of necessity, he's just like, Don't fuck with the ocean.
I'm a murder you, bitch.
Yeah. This is open combat.
I found the scene to be very similar to the end of the very end of Batman Begins with Batman's line, I may not kill you, but I don't have to save
but
you.
But the
either.
Ocean will.
I hate that line so much.
I know.
One day we will do that podcast, and I'm going to rant about that bullshit.
Done
that.
I don't care for that movie either, but that's all I could think of watching. I was like, yeah.
The movie's good. That
really,
line is dumb.
Oh, I don't like that movie very much.
You have bad taste.
It's not bad.
I do have bad taste.
It does not really stand out as a good Batman movie to me.
Anyway. None of them are good Batman movies, the first one's an okay Batman movie. Joker movie, and the third one is just a big pile of shit.
Which one was the third one?
Dark Knight Rises.
Bane.
Oh. I mean, if I just got him from that movie, I'm fine with it. I don't like him as Bane.
Whatever he was doing.
He was great. I thought he was great as Bane. The movie just sucks. Anyway, let's get back to Aquaman.
It was another one that was not comic booky enough. He didn't have enough venom.
I've kind of tuned out a little bit. I didn't hear what you guys were talking about because I was just so engrossed in reading Black Manta's backstory on Wikipedia.
Okay, what is Black Manta's backstory?
Black Manta had no definitive origin story until X comic, and there's multiple versions of his backstory. But in one, he's a kid who grew up in Baltimore, but then was kidnapped and had to work on a ship. At one point, he saw Aquaman playing with his dolphin friends and tried to signal to him for help, but was not seen. Finally, he defended himself and killing one of his tormentors on the ship. But by then, he hated the emotionless sea and Aquaman, who he saw as its representative.
I'll never forgive you, you blowhole fucking.
You were playing with dolphins while I was in slavery as a child.
I ain't see. If you had banged a dolphin, I could have heard you.
Why didn't you jump into the sea?
In another one, he's a kid who grew up in Gotham but was put in Arkham Asylum because he had autism.
Wow.
Okay.
Product of its time.
He was comfortable in freezing cold water, but cotton sheets were excruciatingly painful.
Autism?
I don't think that's how autism works.
No, I don't think so either, but I think that's what they're trying to tell us.
I'm just thinking there's a very high spectrum, and he's on the part of the spectrum to where it becomes super. Like, he gets powers from it.
And then as a result of the serum that cured him of his autism.
What?
I'm sorry, what? Black Manta possesses some degree of advanced stamina and endurance. However,
notice it was a vaccine.
The treatment left him violent as a result.
Oh my god, that is terrible.
So we got the best version of Black Manta's backstory.
Honestly, I'll take movie version. I think movie version's pretty good.
Yeah.
Is this the Black Manta that before the sun becomes the Black Manta? Because I'm used to that Black Manta. The Black Manta where the dad gets killed by Aquaman.
I'll be honest, there's probably more origin stories. I just read the first two.
Okay.
It seems like there's not a consistent one. There's no, like, it's Uncle Ben, that's always how he becomes Spider-Man, right? Like, I think Black Manta is just, this is the reason he hates the sea.
I think it is an interesting move to have Aquaman just be like, about killing someone. It's not a big deal to him. He doesn't really care. It's just sort of like, you know what? It looked like he feels weird.
Well, I personally think leaving someone to die in that situation is worse than killing them because he let him drown to death.
I kind of do agree with you. But on the other hand, the way that this scene plays out, I feel like he was going to help and he was like, wait, no, I can say a badass line about how the sea doesn't give a shit. I'm going to do that instead. Fuck you, bro.
He saves people sometimes.
The issue I have with it is that the movie is not, like, villainized this villain enough for me. Like, what have we seen this villain do? Like, they came in...
Killed a bunch of people.
Killed
dozens.
No, We've seen them kill one person.
Just
everyone
before
else,
that, everyone else got bulleted to death.
No, they all died of spontaneous heart attacks.
Everyone else was in the torpedo
attacks.
Room.
No, not everyone. Those there were the dead bodies in the background.
Yeah, they killed a lot of people.
We didn't see that.
We did. We 100% did.
It is in the shot.
Anyway, this scene before that, we see them have a nice heart-to-heart father-son talk. And
they're
really,
not going to have time later in the movie.
I'm going to teach you how to rape people proper, like a real pirate.
It's really building up the humanity of these two people before
Aquaman.
I don't
know that it is.
I mean,
father-son talks are human.
Oh, no.
Like, compassion building.
It's so contrived and so strange that they would have this conversation mid-theft of a submarine.
Dad, this is weird that you're doing this now. I feel like you're going to die.
Yeah, exactly. No,
you're raising a lot of flags for me, Dad.
You want to talk about contrived? The fact that he's stuck there. Like, not even just the fact that he's stuck there, but the fact that he resigns himself to that fact and decides to blow himself up. They have underwater breathing apparatus.
Yeah,
like, he's literally wearing high-tech scuba gear.
Yep.
One of his legs is pinned by a torpedo. Wait for the sub to sink and it will roll off of you. You have explosives. Maybe try blowing it up off of you. Like, put it at the very end.
Or blow a hole over here and it just slide down into the hole.
That would be... Explosions underwater are extremely, even more dangerous.
They
weren't
all the way underwater yet.
But you guys are saying to bat them underwater.
Put it a little bit of ways then.
Just explode something a little ways away from you. You'll be fine.
I'm just saying, my dude.
He was very ready to die.
He was.
Oh,
like, he didn't want to live at all.
I like to think
his son, who becomes Black Manta, was like, "Dad, no, I can get you out of here." He's like, "No, leave now. I'm gonna die." He's like, "No, seriously, we can get you out. Don't give up yet." And the dude just pulls out a bomb. He's like, "No, I will die. Leave."
He was just desperate.
Don't backtalk me.
Look, I've read the script. I know how this is supposed
to
go.
I have an underwater suit. There's no rush here. I can just do this,
son,
and if it doesn't work, I can
go
leave after.
To the store and get those cigarettes.
look. Jeez. Look, I was hired by Atlanteans. Just breathe. Use your scuba suit for a bit. This thing will sink. I'll go get them. They can lift this off of you.
Speaking of Black Manta and the Atlanteans, I like his suit that he makes. I like the stupid, oversized helmet.
Yeah, that's their reason, because it wasn't
it's
strong
so
enough to contain those laser beams.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb, it's hilarious to me.
Why should it be a helmet is what I want.
Because it's got to look like that. It's got to look like the comics.
I get comic-wise, for him, he can fire the laser from he can fire it from his dick.
Yeah. That's what you would do if you were a supervillain, wouldn't you?
Like, honestly, all the pieces are there that he should have just built himself an Iron Man outfit.
Yeah.
Realistically.
I would have been the black member.
Like, he did, Iron Man doesn't have a giant fucking thumb for a helmet.
It was a perfectly good laser king. He's like, you know, I'm a super scientist myself.
That's the thing. Like, he gets this super Atlantean tech and is just immediately like, I'm going to take it all apart.
I understand this better than you.
I kind of love it.
I'm fine with it. Like, this is not a thing that I'm really criticizing the movie about, but I didn't get the impression this guy was a super scientist.
They gave us no reason to think he was a super scientist.
I would have liked to see more of that. Like, I want this guy to be the actual villain of the movie.
Yeah,
and do
for
shit
sure.
like that all the time, because that's way more interesting than fucking
Ocean Master. Like, Ocean Loser is such a drag on this movie.
Ocean Master.
If this was all about, like, Black Manta trying to take over the Atlanteans just to screw with Arthur, that'd be great. I'd be totally down for that.
And hey,
like, give him the trident for a while, let him take over for a bit, have him be the one who raises the Super Kraken from the depths to destroy the entire Atlantean people, which is what Aquaman does. He murders so many Atlanteans, and at the end of the movie, they're like, yay, Arthur!
If we're honest,
war people, they love war.
And if we're honest,
good job, you did war the best.
You know, he comes down there to be their king, really just because he cares about saving the surface world.
Sure, absolutely.
Right? Like at no point is he like, I am king, no more war on the surface, and also all of my ocean cleanup initiatives. We're gonna get this place back to spick
free
and span.
Free healthcare for all Atlanteans.
Now, we already had that. Because we're, like, way ahead of everything.
Well, look at
no more traffic on the bridge outside into Atlantis.
Yay!
Even more neon lights.
Cyberpunk 2077 comes out now!
With no
2078.
Oh!
Whoa.
But no. Yeah, no, like
I don't really. Incredibly dumb. At no point do I get that he cares about the Atlanteans,
and it's not necessarily that I need him to care about the Atlanteans. I need him not to murder thousands of them, and then for the Atlanteans to immediately turn from earlier in the movie where they were cheering for his death to like, oh, he killed a whole bunch of us. Yay! I'm so glad he's king. I think they just love that he kicked Orm's ass. Yeah, like maybe they just hate Orm's that much.
I think they just love big gold forks. Because as soon as he gets the golden trident, it's like, well, he's got the trident.
No, they were still calling him a half-breed, and then like the king was like, that half-breed, your king.
I think whoever.
But then Mara comes up to Dolph Lundgren, and she's like, he's got that trident, mm-hmm. And Dolph Lundgren's like, well, I guess you're right. All right, we're off.
He can talk to fish. No one else can talk to fish.
It's just that whoever wrote this script or whoever was in charge of the dozen of people who were probably in charge of writing the script.
Who were all watching different movies for like their scene.
I think they were just all lifetime members of the lead paint chip dinner club. Like, these guys, this is the dumbest fucking movie. I cannot get over how incredibly stupid this movie is moment to moment. None of this shit makes any fucking sense. It is just constant wall-to-wall bullshit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The way that he fucking wins is there's a technique that freaking Green Goblin has taught him earlier in the thing that is just make a shield.
It's offensive too, because if they attack it, they get bounced off like a fucking propeller.
Why don't you just step to the left and
they don't
stab
know that.
Him?
I'm going to be honest. There's a little bit of me that says it's probably not the water that's doing the deflecting. It might be the giant metal trident that's spinning at Mach 3.
Sure, yeah. Fair enough. But you know what you shouldn't do when someone is spinning a Mach trident or a Mach 3 trident in front of you?
Try to bonk it with your Mach yeah. 0 trident?
Yeah. The only exactly. way to win in this trial by combat is to break their fork. And he has to break that fucking fork if it's spinning really fast.
It is sort of weird that they're not just like, okay, I will now murder you, which is the thing we have said repeatedly is the goal of these combats. It's just, Your fork is broken.
Look,
trial is over.
No, look.
He was going to kill him before, but girlfriend saved him.
Yeah, Hero Man doesn't kill bad guy. That's
except he does.
He does.
That is the opening scene of the movie, and then at the end of the movie,
he didn't kill him.
Was that supposed to be the
water
journey?
Killed him?
Yes. Because he wasn't Hero Man yet. He was still selfish jerk back at the beginning.
But he was Aqua Biker.
He wasn't a selfish jerk. Like, he's kind of just a decent dude through the entire movie.
Except that he lets Black Manta's dad die.
Exactly.
So Hero's journey by the end of the movie, he's back. He's kind of back, but he's learned his
lesson.
He's
much more willing to save his own brother than he is to save some dude.
That's really fucked up now that I think about it.
Yeah. That's why Black Manta's still pretty pissed at him.
You killed a couple of dudes? Man, that's fucked up. I'm going to go murder hundreds of people, but not my brother. Who started all this shit?
Imagine Black Manta floating by on the pallet and like he sees the fight happening and sees Aquaman not kill him.
Oh, are you serious?
What's that? A trial to the death where you refuse to kill him?
Pretty cool.
I really want like the reason that he didn't kill him at the end is like his mom before the whole battle started was like, now you're not gonna kill your brother, right?
Mom, it's a fight to the death.
Right? You don't kill him. I will take my shoe off and beat your ass.
I will
disown you
now.
And head back to the trench. You do not kill your brother.
But I want at the end for him to be like, but Mom, he said it was my turn to be Ocean Master.
Oh my gosh. She got a third husband while she was down there?
Nah, I think...
What, a dinosaur husband?
There's, like, weird fish people, too. She could have had Lagoon Boy.
What do you think she was doing? Rubbing up against the, like, dead skeleton king?
Maybe. Nice boner you got there, dead skeleton.
That skeleton king looked dope as
hell. Yeah, someone had played some Dark Souls.
That whole set piece, the skeleton king, the talking tentacles,
the glowing
trident being the only thing with color that was just like... beams of light shining down.
I like the whole time cool. that she was doing this monologue. She didn't even know that he could. She was just so lonely. She's like, this is my monologue for killing ungrateful king.
I really need to know, like, if it was just like, is she just, she doesn't mention that talking to her is the way that you get out of this, and that talking to her, being able to talk back to her, is the sign of
secondary
kingdom. To be fair, if the king that hired me to protect his trident for a thousand years could talk to me, and then no one else in the history of ever could talk to me, and then a guy comes and talks to me, I'm going to be like,
sure.
You speak my language.
But, yeah, but wasn't she still about to smash him, and then he like grabs the trident, like, oh.
As soon as he talks to her, I'm like, but this is the thing. If that's the case for me, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to open with, hey, can you talk to me?
No.
I'm not going to open with, I have guarded this tomb for a billion
years.
If
I'm the guardian
and
I
am
the only thing I get
million
to do for
of
fun
your time
is squish ants, I'm not going to be like, hey, ant, can you talk to me? I'm going to squish him. No. And if he can prove himself to me and talk to me before he gets squished, then he deserves the ant trident that I've been protecting.
No, I'm going to go, hey, can you talk to me? No. Squish.
Maybe
that's
she's jaded from being here and being disappointing for so many eons.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's the case, but I would
she probably did that to the first 50.
Okay,
and then at that point, she just got, all right, I'm tired of this.
Bullshit.
But this thing can leave anytime she wants. She just rips
her way. No, she can't. She has to guard the trident.
No, that's the thing. That's the only thing keeping here is guarding the trident. So I'm going to make sure, hey, by the way, are you the guy who can talk to me so I can leave this shit? Oh, you're not? Okay, then I squish you.
See, Rick, and this is why you'd be a bad guardian. This is why you have not been
because
hired.
I would actually do the thing that I'm doing, like, hired, not hired.
You don't want to do your job. You just want someone to get you out of it.
Then I would just leave.
Yeah, but she was really cool with that king.
You ever wonder if they killed a couple of one true kings by accident because they never talked back to her?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, she
weren't the one true king.
No, they were just dumbasses.
Exactly.
To be fair, this guy is not the brightest bulb.
No, he's not.
But he survives, which is why he's the one true king. And then he learns his lesson and doesn't kill his brother by the end.
He didn't learn a fucking lesson.
So he's a better person for it.
I hate this movie. I hate it so much.
I love taking things that I enjoyed about the movie that are bad story beats and making you mad about it.
That is what you're doing, and I don't appreciate it. Everything about this movie is bad-shittingly stupid, but it was colorful and energetic, so it's better than the last movies. Any other context, we would just be shitting on this movie relentlessly. But because this is the context, it's, oh, hey.
That was also goofy.
Was it bad?
Yeah, it was goofy. I'll start my final thoughts. I enjoyed this Little Caesar's Pizza of a movie.
this is what I feared the most from the beginning of
this. I don't know. I liked how stupid and fun it was. And it's probably, you're right, it's probably just because we've had these two shit pizzas of movies prior to this. But it was fun. There was plenty of goofy nonsense that happened, and the villains were dumb and weird. But like, I liked Ocean Master. I thought he was funny and dumb. I liked that when Aquaman got punted the hell off of the top of Italy, like as he was falling, it did like the.
Yes, that was hilarious.
Like I'm not joking when I say that, like, so much of this movie is straight out of Looney Tunes. Like, I don't know. It's
absolutely
just fun. My least favorite part of this movie is the story, I guess. Like, I had fun with it because it was dumb, but it is a really bad story.
It's awful.
And the fact that and you know what? And also probably the fact that Aquaman just comes up and murders like thousands upon thousands of his own people.
I like how Brian was like, no, they're fine. They're not dead until a swordfish like straight up stabbed a guy.
Oh,
in the
chest.
Well,
that died fucking
dead. That was a narwhal. A narwhal sped through and stabbed
you
a
know
dude
that's
on his
their
tusk.
Tooth?
Yeah, it's a tusk. It's a
that's
tooth
fucked
that goes
up. It goes through their head.
That's pretty cool, though.
No, that would be a nightmare of a life. That's
so,
like Hellraiser level fucked up.
Can you imagine trying to brush that tooth?
So do like some warthogs. Their teeth like go up through their
and they die.
Well, no, some of them live. Like that's just how their tusks grow.
It's not supposed to grow that
it's
way.
It's shitty, but that's how it goes.
Yeah, but it's bad. It's bad.
Like this movie.
My favorite part of the movie was the stark contrast between it and the previous movies. It was a brush. A
brush.
It was a brush of fresh.
This movie's so dumb, it's causing you to not lose the ability to speak.
Very, 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 very. My brain dumb. It was a breath of fresh air.
Underwater.
Yes.
I'm drowning.
Still. I'm drowning in joy.
I'm drowning in shit.
As opposed to shit.
Ooh.
This movie was a delight to watch for all of the wrong reasons. And I give it 3 out of 5 golden forks.
All right. Okay.
I really don't like Jason Momoa as a fucking Aquaman. Like, he's so wrong for it's the same as if he were Batman or Superman or fucking anyone that's not Lobo or some biker dude.
He would be a great Lobo.
He'd be a great Lobo.
Yeah, that's like the only role.
Nah, I think he's good at this.
I could see him being a Green Lantern. Not any of our Green Lanterns, but if he was like a background Green Lantern.
I could see him being the like angry, stupid one with the like
Guy
mohawk.
Garden. Mohawk? It's like a flat top, isn't it?
The redheaded one. The asshole Green Lantern.
Yeah, Guy Garden.
Okay.
No. That guy's like a Brooklyn whatever.
I'm just saying I could see him fitting that part.
They're
doing
both
the things that he does.
Angry, I guess? No.
Make him Kilowog.
Also fine. Yes. Perfectly fine. But not
Black Manta.
Might as well make him Wonder Woman if they're going to make him Aquaman.
I would watch that movie.
I
want
yes.
to see Jason Momoa. Yes. Someone Photoshop us a picture of Jason Momoa as Wonder Woman, like in the full Wonder Woman outfit. Please
also,
do that.
Also, can you imagine how pissed people would be if they cast a man as Wonder Woman.
Perfect.
Especially if they didn't change any of the script.
Nope.
Literally just change the casting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we always do the whole, like, change guy heroes to girls. Why can't we make Wonder Woman a dude?
Wonder Bro.
Wonder Bra.
Oh, Wonder Bra.
Oh, shit.
Damn. God.
But,
is he your least favorite part of the movie?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. All right, the villains are fine. Some of the support cast is a little eh. Like, we need some more big hitters.
I cannot believe this is the direction you're going. Jason Momoa is one of the good things in this movie.
I'm sorry to interrupt your final thought. But
do it.
Did you also know that Black Manta is the father of Aqualad?
Yeah, sometimes.
What? Yes, Aqualad is an actual character, and his father is Black Manta.
Yeah. Is Aqualad autistic, too?
This is a different Aqualad.
No,
this is a different Black
Manta's
Manta.
Autism got cured by the serum, remember?
Yeah, but maybe, like,
that's hereditary sometimes.
Did he get his
kid? That doesn't cure his sperm.
It does. That's part of the serum.
That's a good serum.
It makes him have aggressive sperm.
Oh, God.
This feels like a 65% to me. Like, it is much better than the grades I would give Man of Steel or Superman versus Batman. But it just feels like everyone, like, they gave each writer, go watch a successful movie and do one scene from that movie, and we'll put it all together into this movie, and it'll be a good movie by those rules. And it's not.
No.
But it's better than discolored shit.
Mm-hmm.
I need to ask my friends where the scenes about the Tron Legacy thing was, because the one where they were
the
saying
neon stuff, right?
Yeah. I think they were saying the movie was like scene for scene Tron, not just
they
like
are wrong.
A stake.
I would.
I do not
see.
Remember Tron Legacy fighting Ocean Master.
Well, come on, the ocean is just a
series
of tubes.
Do you remember when Tron summoned the Kraken?
I literally can't remember a single story beat from Tron. So like,
he didn't summon the Kraken.
Okay.
But this wasn't the Kraken. This was the Cthulhu.
Did he summon the computer Kraken though?
Yes.
No.
That was that big spinning top man.
Yeah.
But that was my least favorite part. Favorite part is just like that the color and they're not afraid to be goofy, whereas the other ones are all fucking, look at how real this is. Fuck Batman.
Yeah.
Rick is wrong about Jason Momoa.
Mm-hmm.
If he's the best part of this movie, then the rest of this movie was a lot worse than I think it is.
Yes!
It was
yes!
No!
That is exactly my point!
No. Your point is round. You have a round point. 2.5 out of 5.
Crazy redheads.
No. I want to say it was something sex-related. What sex stuff did we talk about?
What sex stuff don't we talk about?
Yeah, but this time.
2.5 bowls of macaroni and cum cheese?
No, it was ocean related.
Pizza fleshlights.
All right, 2.5 out of 5 pizza fleshlights.
Nobody's ever going to get the context for that.
I hate. Speaking of Little
Caesars. I hate.
Andreas.
I think that's what kicked the whole conversation off.
Redeem us, Andreas.
Never.
Nothing can redeem this.
And totally redeem yourself.
For my favorite bit, I'm going to have to go also with the slapstick goofiness of it.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
That is the saving grace for me for this movie versus the other DC movies, is that it yes, it has more color as well, but past that, I didn't see a whole lot that made it feel different, but that goofiness was the only, like, true thing that set it out from the rest of the universe that they're doing. And it, I think they honestly could have gone a little bit more, because it only shows up like middle of the movie or so. It's not really there in the beginning or the end. It's
the
really,
goofiness.
Yeah, the goofiness is mostly there in the middle of the movie.
Yeah.
And, well, there was like when he was like at the bar and he was
there was
all
a little bit
and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a little bit at the end as well. But for the most part, it was much more contained to the second act, which I feel if they had done that throughout the entire movie, if they had actually kept it goofy and kind of endearing almost throughout the entire film, I probably would have had a much better reaction to this movie overall. Least favorite thing, we did not touch on this at all, but in case you can't tell, they did not actually film this underwater.
What?
I know.
It's hard to film shit underwater.
No. My point is, because they didn't film it underwater, they had to do a lot of tricks and, yes, a lot of computers to make it look like everyone's underwater all the time. And one of these is the constantly flowing hair around their heads. Mm-hmm. And it just looks so wrong. Mm-hmm. Not bad, just wrong. Like, it didn't look the way hair is supposed to flow. And Rick's looking at me like I'm crazy. But yes.
It looked fine to me.
It bugged the shit out of me every single time I saw Mara underwater, because her hair was flowing around in ways, but it was always like, you know, like from her face back. It never moved forward.
I mean,
like it was a force field.
She's got magic water powers.
Well, not everyone else. She's the only one that, like, able to keep
her. She doesn't have, like, everyone else doesn't have super long hair.
That's fair. Yeah. A lot of people did have their hair pulled back.
Yeah.
Probably to prevent
probably
this exact
to save,
problem.
Yeah, probably to save
what
money on
Aquaman?
This budget. Anyway, no. His was not quite as bad, but it was also darker, so it was a way.
Well, his was always just, like, I don't know. They made it kind of wavy underwater, and then whenever he was out of the water, it was just like drenched.
Yeah,
it wasn't really like
I don't
styled.
Care about
you
have water.
Yeah, and because hers is a bright red, it's a lot easier to see.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But it looked so wrong and was jarring and distracted me throughout almost the entire movie. And this
also,
is extremely
also,
petty, but I'm picking that as my least favorite thing.
Also, you got pretty fine. Pissed at the scenes that like shouldn't have been CG, but were. Where it's like,
oh yeah, the docks.
Why couldn't they have filmed people like walking out on a dock? Why was that a green screen?
They did exterior shots of that dock. They had the dock available. They just chose not to.
I guess they just couldn't get a good scene of like the beautiful back. Like it was always raining.
You're
like, fine, fuck it, we'll do it live.
I don't know.
We'll do it unlive.
Yeah, unlive.
We'll do it dead.
But anyway, yeah, it seems extremely petty, but yeah, that hair just jerked me out of the scene almost all the time. Overall, I'm not going to watch this movie again, not because I don't like it, but because it's just, there's no reason to.
Yeah, it's just
sure.
Miggle of the Rogue failing grade.
Yeah. So 2.5 weird floating hair animations out of 5.
This movie's a big pile of dog shit. I hate this movie. I hate every single moment of watching this movie. I'm mad I've seen it twice. But that said, it's better than Batman v Superman.
And Man of Steel.
And Man
no.
of Steel.
And especially
no.
Man of Steel.
Nope. Yes.
Especially Man
it
of Steel.
It is inferior.
It is not.
It is.
This movie is really, really dumb and smiley. Man of Steel is just not very good.
And also really,
it's
really
about
dumb.
One dude.
It's not that
one
dumb.
One boring dude.
This
one
is about,
boring, dumb
this is
dude.
About one, st- this
one,
one
boring,
mostly boring,
dumb
dude.
This one has
dude.
Green Goblin and Black Manta.
And they're boring.
And Scar.
And they're fucking...
They're beggar.
Boring.
Oh, they're entertaining.
Everything. This is
Man
my final thoughts.
Your final
and you're
thoughts
wrong.
Are wrong.
Eat a dick, both of you. This movie is really, really bad. I hate every bit of it. My least favorite thing, among all of the things that I hate about this movie, is really hard to pick because it's hard to pick the entire story moment to moment, but I think it
you
has
can.
To be specifically
you can
Ocean
story.
Master. Because
what?
Ocean Master is dumb and dull and the blandest villain I have seen from a superhero movie in years.
He's better than the villain in
he
Thor 1.
Yeah.
Loki? Or do you mean the, like the big space monster thing? The big silvery thing?
The suit, right?
I mean, that's only kind of there for a second. Like, that's not really the villain. Loki's the villain.
Yeah,
that's
more like a fight.
Yeah, but I can remember what Ocean Master did. I can't remember what Loki did in that movie.
he betrayed his brother.
Stuff.
Yeah, but I can't remember any of
that. It's been decades.
This Ocean Master stuff is stuck in my head.
We just watched the movie.
In 15 minutes, you're not going to remember it, I promise you. Anyway, Ocean Master is the worst. He is boring and dull, and his name is fucking stupid.
I love the name.
It's not a name, it's a title.
My favorite thing.
What was Willem Dafoe's character's name?
Valko or something?
Yeah, Valkyrie.
Voldemort.
Voltorn.
Voltron. Voltron.
Voltaire?
V. His name was V. Anyway, are you looking it up?
Yeah, I want to see what his character's name was.
All right, we'll just cut this part.
I wish Aquaman.
No, no.
I'm just gonna be quiet until you.
Willem Dafoe's character name was Nudis Vulko.
He was not nude all the entire movie.
No, but his name is Nudis Vulko.
They had to change his character because they didn't want to have to CG Willem Dafoe's hot water body.
Well, no, what it was
giant dong.
They didn't want to. They told him not to use his penis as his trident, but he refused, and so they had to.
I don't get why he was cast.
Learn
in this movie.
The spin. Technique.
Anyway,
Arthur, learn the
let me get through
technique.
My final thoughts, please.
No.
My favorite part of this movie is probably Jason Momoa. I don't know.
He's not an actor.
I don't understand your hatred for him.
Because he is not an actor.
He's an actor. This is your, like, this movie's not a story to me. He's an actor. He's acting.
He's like a UFC
fighter. He did not walk on and go, I'm Jason Momoa. I'm an Aquaman.
It's like when they get people from other things. They're like,
fine.
Hey, you've got charisma. You being an actor.
Fine. He is fun to be around. He's a fun presence in the movie. If this movie were competent, I'd be happy to see more of him. The only reason I'm not excited to see more Aquaman is because it would probably be more movie like this, and this movie sucks.
Yes.
I think he is a lot more, especially in contrast to Batman and Superman in the previous movies. Like, they are just so dull and dour. This guy is smiley. He's cracking jokes. They're not good jokes, but he's cracking them, and he's making a fucking effort. So that's my favorite part.
I don't want him to be Aquaman.
I like him.
He's a weird actor.
I can think of him before I can think of basically any trait of any Aquaman I've seen before, except for the Justice League cartoon one, and they made everyone good. So that's not a fair comparison. Anyway, my final rating is, let's see. I gave Batman v Superman half a point. I think I gave Man of Steel a point. So I'm going to give this movie
2.5.
1 point. This movie is This movie is one Boba Fett.
Because
the dad is Boba Fett.
This movie is one washed up mermaid on your shore that you can start a family with.
After she breaks
Willem Dafoe?
Yes. This movie is one Willem Dafoe.
Nudist Valgor.
This movie is one nudist.
I mean, I think through all that, you've given it about 5 different stars. So, Rick, this is one of Rick's soft 5.
Better than Home Alone, Aquaman.
I will die on this water hill.
I wish I could die on this.
You defend Man of Steel a lot for a 1.
I do, but I think, like I said, I think Man of Steel had a lot of potential. This movie has no potential. This movie was a shit sandwich from top to bottom. You couldn't fix it. Man of Steel was a good idea in a lot of ways that was just tragically mishandled on so many levels by people who don't understand the character.
If you want to listen to more things that's tragically mishandled by people who don't have a grasp of character, you can find more of our podcasts on our website, opinionatedpodcast.com. Additionally, we're on social media at OpinionCast on Twitter and Opinionated Podcast on Facebook. Feel free to reach out to us at our email address, opinionatedmoviereviews@gmail.com. We always love hearing from you guys, whether it's your thoughts on our episodes or suggestions for what we should watch in the future. If you get a chance, please leave us a rating on iTunes. Between that and you sharing us with your friends is the best way we have of getting out to new listeners. We always appreciate you guys listening. And until next time,
we're opinionated.